USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden, along with the First Lady, have commemorated the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Speaking from the White House, Biden said,
I realize this is a really tough day for all the families. Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
He again urged Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. Even though he says both sides are still far apart, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy does expect Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Congress needs to raise the ceiling by June 1st to avoid a default. So if a deal to raise the debt ceiling isn't reached and the U.S. does default, what's really going to happen?
The economy is going to sink into recession, right? And that means lost jobs. That means higher unemployment. Yeah. All our wages will be affected.
That's Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. He told CNN that while June 1st is the earliest we could default, June 8th is most likely the day it would happen. Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after battling a long illness. She died peacefully at her home in Switzerland. Turner first gained fame in the 1960s with her husband Ike, but she broke through to her greatest stardom in the 1980s after the release of her Private Dancer album. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to formally announce his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president this evening on Twitter. Former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says it's going to be a tough road for DeSantis.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
DeSantis is expected to make his announcement during a live appearance with Twitter owner Elon Musk by his side. And Wall Street is closing with stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 255 points. The S&P 500 fell by 30. The NASDAQ dropped 76. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The number of Americans who own stocks is at a 15-year high. A new Gallup survey found that 61% of Americans say they do have money invested in the stock market. It's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. Some Target stores in three states are moving Pride Month items in order to try and avoid the same backlash Bud Light faced when it used a transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. The stores in South Carolina, Arkansas, and Georgia have been told to move Pride items to the back of their stores. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end.
The streaming company began emailing customers who have been sharing their account outside of their household Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options: transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside of their household for about $8 a month. Netflix noted that subscribers in the same household will still be able to stream wherever they are, including at hotels and vacation homes. I'm Skip Kelly.
Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the travel warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it risky and unsafe to travel to Florida. NBA star Steph Curry is teaming up with a Kentucky distillery to launch his own brand of alcohol. It's called Gentleman's Cut Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey and will be distilled, aged, and bottled at Game Change Distillery. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.